You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to On Texas Football. I'm CJ Vogel, joined by Jerry Hamilton today for the recruiting breakdown. A lot going on. Spring ball's taking all the headlines, Jerry, but that doesn't mean recruiting's coming to a halt anytime soon. Of course, with spring practice, bring spring visitors. And with spring visitors, bring spring flowers. Isn't that how that saying goes? But
That's one of the reads on Coffee and Football.
That's right. So you just broke some interesting news on the official visit front. Who just locked in Their 3-day trip to Austin? A nice little prospect here.
Yeah, Smith Arogboa, edge prospect out of A-Leaf Hastings High. For Texas fans who've been following recruiting a long time, the last guy from Hastings, Texas had was Roderick Wright, none other than Rod Wright of the national championship team, and rumbling and stumbling with the ball against Oklahoma on that long fumble return for a touchdown. But Smith Arogboa, I was by the school in December, 6'5", 218, really explosive, twitchy edge prospect with heavy hands, strong hands, frame that's not even close to touching the surface right now. He's more on that Xena, Umeozulu path as far as the frame goes, but a little bit behind in that development, a little bit of a younger guy. But Smith Arogboa was scheduled to be in for an unofficial visit April 6th, which he'll still make. And then he told me about an hour ago that he's also locked in June 14th through 16th official visit. Jeff Banks offered Arogboa when he was by the school January 22nd. That's kind of one of Banks's area in the Houston area, I should say. And since that time, he's talked with Steve Sarkisian, PK, and Banks. So we knew Texas liked him based on bringing him in April 6th. Once we're going to put out that an updated list early next week, and people are going to be surprised how many 4-star, 5-star combination guys there are for that visit. But that Texas was bringing him in April 6th was a lot of other edge guys and top prospects and targets for Texas kind of gave us a hint that Arogboa is high on the board. Now we have the official visit date for June 14th through 16th. I think the other players, he's got a mid-May official visit to SMU scheduled. I think the other players are going to be USC and Oregon, which he may get out to this spring if he hasn't already on one of those. And then I think Oklahoma State's really pushing for an official visit, but I'm really looking more USC, Oregon right now, along with Texas, maybe Texas A&M and Oklahoma. But he'll be in Austin June 14th through 16th. So another, that makes 34 official visitors, I believe we have confirmed now.
Yeah, and four on the defensive edge spot right now. Before we dive into there, because there is some conversation I'd like to have on the defensive edge spot. Jerry, do you mind telling us about our good friend Mark Saunders in Allstate?
Yeah, the recruiting breakdown is the sole sponsor of the recruiting breakdown is Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders. Thank you very much for that. When it comes to protecting all your stuff, wouldn't it be great to have one place that protects it all? Here's some great news for you guys. Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders is the only insurance agent you'll need to help keep tabs on protection for all your stuff. That's everything from your home, your car and boat, to your motorcycle, your RV, and even an ATV if you have one. Call Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders' office today at 512-218-8571. We have a number of Texas fans on Texas Football that have called Mark Saunders and made the switch to the Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders. You can do the same. With over 33 years of experience, you'll be in great hands with Texas alum Mark Saunders. Give him a call today, 512-218-8571.
Thank you, Mark Saunders. Thank you, Jerry, for giving that read. With good hands, likely means long arms. And with long arms means you're going to be recruited by Texas at the defensive end spot. That's kind of what we're seeing right now. Obviously, Lance Jackson with his frame and athleticism already in the class. Smith Robo, you just mentioned him. But there's a pair of other guys right now that I wanted to bring up. Hayden Lowe has a June 14th official visit locked in. And Damian Shanklin also June 21st through 23rd official visits locked in. Two guys who out of state might not know a whole lot about Texas, but Texas surely hasn't stopped recruiting them. And with a guy like Hayden Lowe and even Shanklin, I mean, there's a lot to like when you turn on the film.
Yeah,
what do you know about both of them, Jerry?
Yeah, let's start with Lance Jackson, dominant at the Houston Under Armour Combine a couple weekends ago. Texas has one of the best in the country. A guy that's going to be ranked in the top 50 in the country, whether some people have him a five-star or he's ranked 40, 50, whatever. He is one of the elite edge prospects in the country. I was by Pleasant Grove a few weeks ago. CJ posted a video of him working out that I took up there. And obviously, Lance Jackson's one of the best in the country. What I really like about Smith Orogbo being set up is getting to the long-winded answer for you, CJ. Now I'm going to start with Damian Shanklin. That was a name that wasn't really known to Texas fans other than he showed up with an offer. Then PK was by Warren Central High in Indianapolis in January, and suddenly, boom, the news pops that Shanklin's going to officially visit Texas June 21st through 23rd. The reason I like the Orogbo offers, I think Shanklin's very much a long shot. I think Notre Dame's way out in front there. Tennessee's second, Texas is third. But this is what happens when you beat Alabama, win the Big 12, get to the college football playoff. You have the ability to get kids like this on campus and take your big old swing at it, which is what Texas will do. But that one's a long shot. Notre Dame's in a good spot right now. We'll see how it plays out. Maybe things change. So Hayden Lowe is very interesting to me, though. Oaks Christian High School, people remember that, Kayvon Thibodeau, right? Does Hayden Lowe have more upside? There's some on the West Coast, some college coaches are thinking Hayden Lowe has a lot of upside. So that was big news when Texas set up not just the official visit June 14th through 16th, but Lowe, 6'4", 245 pounds, also scheduled to be on campus April 6th for that big weekend, which was what we mentioned with Orogbo. So Hayden Lowe is definitely one to watch for Texas. Texas has a lot. They have a lot of appeal in Southern California right now for the kids that want to go out of state or don't want to go to USC. So Hayden Lowe, remembering that name, official visit the 14th through 16th, unofficial April 6th. So that's four edges that have official visits scheduled to Texas. Texas has one commit, one of the best in the country. I think the odds are they'll add another one and have a tremendous two-man edge class.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you one more time about Hayden Lowe because he's from that California spot. We know that Texas recruits that area very well. And now they add another guy with Johnny Manson who has plenty of ties there. The offer originally came January 20th by Pete Kwiatkowski. But now that Nansen's kind of getting his feet wet with Texas, do you see that that's going to be more of a duo between the two of them to get him into the fold?
Yeah, I actually think Nansen will be the point man in the recruitment of almost any kid in California. Where that's Josiah Sharma, which we'll talk about D-line later. Matea Tongai, the linebacker. Obviously, that's Nansen's position. But I think Nansen, he's been recruiting Hayden Lowe for a while at Arizona. So if you look at when Arizona offered, it was well before Texas offered. And then Nansen came in, and him and PK went by Oaks Christian in late January. So, yeah, that's a tag team effort. That's a DC, the co-DCs, and your position coach, PK. And a guy in Nansen who has a lot of recruiting chops and connections in SoCal. So I think that puts Texas in a spot where they can win this recruitment headed into the spring.
Yeah, to your point, Arizona actually offered November 30th of 2021. So they've been on – or Hayden Lowe has been on the radar of that Arizona staff and Johnny Nansen for quite a while. That relationship obviously built. Now over at Texas, you can expect the two of them to really take point heading into that recruitment, heading into the visit in the spring, and, of course, the June 14th official visit. But, Jerry, I want to move to the interior.
Yes.
Because spring ball, that's kind of been the topic of conversation a little bit, is what's going on with the defensive lines? Texas is going to have the bodies. Well, to ensure that they have the bodies, recruiting in the high school level is going to be a big part of it. Obviously, Brandon Brown in the fold, but there's a number of other guys right now at the top of the board that are really intriguing. I wanted to start with who's going to be, you know, who does Texas want to pair up with Brandon Brown in this interior defensive lineman class for the 2025 cycle?
Yeah, so I think it'll be interesting. But, you know, Brandon Brown is that explosive three tech. And look, there's still a battle, right? Tennessee, USC. I mean, there's a battle for Brandon Brown. I'll let you kind of get into your discussion of the Brandon, and I'll add what I got with his visit on Friday. But Zion Williams, I think, is a guy that's very high on the board out of Lufkin, Texas. He's going to be a fun battle because that's Bo Davis at LSU and Texas A&M. Oh, and the number four schools, Jamarcus McFarland at TCU, who happened to play at Lufkin, who happens to be distantly related to Zion. But I think Zion as an over-the-ball player is exactly what Texas is looking for. Then there's Malik Autry. And by the way, Zion's visiting June 21st through 23rd. Brandon Brown the 14th through 16th officially. Zion will also be at the spring game April 20th. And the LSU spring game April 13th, and an official visit to LSU in June. You get my drift where this recruitment's going with A&M trying to get from third to in the 1C with LSU 1A and Texas 1B. But then there's Malik Autry out of Opelika, Alabama, committed to Auburn, the very best in the country, and over-the-ball monster. You know, Texas is looking like April 6th could happen here. We're waiting to get that confirmed, but I spoke with somebody in that area that I've known for years. And boy, it sounds like April 6th, the visit might happen for Texas. Then the question is, can you get him back for a June official visit? He's got a loaded official visit list already. You know, he hadn't even scheduled Auburn yet, but he's got Oregon, he's got Florida, he's got USC, and he's got UCF. So could that visit, could those change? Possibly. But right now he's got four visits scheduled all of June, and that doesn't include Auburn. And then there's a school like Texas who's trying to fight to get in there, Alabama. I mean, everybody. But there's some movement there for Texas right now that there's a decent chance they can get him on campus. Then there's Josiah Sharma. Yep. I'm a big, big fan of Sharma at Folsom, California. Used to live in the Arlington area. Has a little bit of family even in the Austin area. He's scheduled to be in this weekend. That could bump back the next weekend. But, man, I think there's a chance Josiah Sharma's on campus this weekend with his mom. Who that is the champion of that recruitment, for those that love the recruiting terms. And he's got official visits scheduled to Washington and Utah. Alabama, where he used to be a Washington commitment when Kalen DeBoer was there. He visited Alabama unofficially that last weekend before the dead period, that first weekend in February. Alabama's going to be very much a factor. Georgia just offered. Oregon's in the picture. But there's some confidence on the Texas side that not only will they get an unofficial visit this weekend, unless that changes next week. But they'll also get a June official visit. So something to watch with Josiah Sharma there. So those are some of the key names at defensive line. I'm actually going to pull up a couple more for you guys just so we can know. Myron Charles, Port Charlotte, Florida. Texas loves him. I think FSU's the team to beat. I don't think I know. FSU's the team to beat. Florida and Miami are making really strong pushes. He was at FSU again last weekend. Texas would love to get Myron Charles on campus. I just don't know how realistic that one really is. So if you said Texas, they hold on to Brandon Brown, then they were able to get one of the other guys over the ball players, a Sharma or, Malik Autry or Zion Williams, obviously very high. Then you'd have two guys in the class. You want three and maybe four. And in a four-man class, DJ Sanders, Belleville, the more of the developmental guy, is someone we're continuing to watch. He has June 21st through 23rd official visit. He's also scheduled to be on campus April 6th. Now, he's not on to the level that Brandon Brown, Zion, Autry, Sharma are. Not for me anyways. I think he's more of a developmental guy. So if you're taking a big D-line class, I think there's a fit there. Can Texas beat A&M? We'll have to see on that. Going to need some Ted Coy magic in Belleville, in my opinion. And then there's some guys, too, that Texas was continuing to evaluate that they'll have on campus. Chase Sims out of Richmond Randall will be on campus April 6th. Texas offered him. Is Texas going to make a push to get a June official visit? I think that's going to play out through the spring evaluation period. Will that be too late for Texas? We'll see. Texas will continue to kind of stay in contact with Floyd Guidry from spring, who just committed to TCU. Texas really likes him. Were they ready to make that official visit push right now? No, and that's what enabled TCU to make that strong push and get him in the boat because he was going to stay in state. And then, you know, Derry Norris out of Spruce Creek in Port Orange, Florida, name to remember, really athletic, long-armed guy, 6'3", 275. He's starting to blow up. He just scheduled Miami June 7th through 9th. He has a couple others, NC State, Minnesota, but Let's see what happens with Texas. I think there's a chance that he makes an unofficial visit. And if Kenny Baker goes out to see him in May, it would not shock me to see an official visit push in June. So there's a lot going on at D-line.
A lot.
And what I'll finish with this, CJ, before you get to Brandon Brown, and we really get dig into Brandon. I'll say this. There's the obvious no-brainer guys, the ones we've mentioned here at the top. You know, Brandon, Zion, Malik Autry, Josiah Sharma, Myron Charles, right? Those are no-brainer guys. After that, the evaluation process is key in May because Kenny Baker hadn't seen a lot of these kids in person. So this board's going to shift and move, in my opinion, as Kenny Baker gets out and sees guys for the first time, meets some of those guys for the first time, talks to those coaching staffs, and really gets a feel for, okay, this guy's above our talent line, but man, he's a great fit with me. Because that is so important. It's a motor position, and there has to be a fit. Kenny Baker has to be able to get these guys to max out their motor on a day-to-day basis. And that is finding that fit at that position.
Yeah, another name I wanted to bring up was Xavier Upono out of Denton Geyer, still scheduled to come in April 6th. So, like you said, Jerry, a lot going on at the defensive line position. Luckily for Texas, they were able to have essentially their white whale of this recruiting class on campus this past weekend with Brandon Brown, the Texas commit out of Ugaliah, Florida. He was able to make the trip with his 7-on-7 team, California Power. They stopped by Friday afternoon before hitting the road to go down to Houston for their 7-on-7 and 5-on-5 tournament. Brandon Brown, first time on campus, stuck around a while. And he was excited for it whenever I talked to him prior to his trip. He wanted to see, he said, the biggest attraction to him about this trip was the stadium. You know, envisioning what it was like to play in front of 100,000+ fans inside of DKR. He said, you know what, like, I've been to plenty of games. I've been to plenty of stadiums. I've never been to Texas. What's it like? What does that stadium look like? Can I envision myself running down the field, making plays, lining up, you know, above the ball and really just looking around and saying, this is a place I could see myself playing at. And by all accounts, it sounds like he had a great time on campus. The other thing I wanted to mention is while he is committed to Texas, and Texas did get him on campus this weekend.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is going to be a fight. There's plenty of schools here in which he is looking at to visit. Tennessee, USC official visits are locked in. Look at LSU for another one, potentially May 31st for when he might.
And he was at A&M the day after Texas with the California Power team as well.
Yes, absolutely. And LSU is trying to get him down to campus next weekend as well for an unofficial. Of course, Bo Davis, the guy that he committed to at Texas, now at LSU, the two of them talk. Very often, Brandon told me that his relationship with Bo Davis is still very firm. So, again, it's going to be a fight, but luckily for Texas, the relationship with Kenny Baker and the rest of the staff, who, let's not forget, it was Tashard Choice, it was Jeff Banks, it was Steve Sarkisian that made the trip out to Ugaliah to see him in person. Brandon told me it felt like the all-star team was out to go see him, and he felt very welcomed by that. So it's going to be a fight, but I think Texas did a good job of holding on to that recruitment for at least now until the official visits come in June.
Yeah, and I spoke with a family member after the visit, and what this person said that really impressed Brandon and his mom was Kenny Baker had a video cut of not just the positive plays for Brandon, but the negative plays for Brandon, and then had a breakdown of guys that he coached in the NFL, guys he coached at Western Kentucky. There's a D lineman, there's a draft pick that's doing well in the NFL, and kind of hit tape on those guys and used that as, here's what I want to see. Kenny, this is Kenny Baker talking to Brandon and his mother. Here's where I want to see you go technically, where I think you can improve this spring and as your senior year. That impressed Brandon Brown and his mom, because here's the key. He's had a number of family members that played at the University of Florida. If you're a mom and you're going to let your kid go away to college, that player development piece is massive. NIL is impactful, But that player development piece is massive because there's got to be a very strong reason. It's being comfortable at a university and a place that she trusts her son's going to be developed. And I think Texas checked both those boxes on the visit Friday. Like you said, long way to go. USC is going to make a run. Tennessee's making a run. Bo Davis is going to keep making a run. Florida can't just let him walk away. This is no different than Jarrett Gibson and CJ Back's recruitment, because rankings be damned, Brandon Brown is a top 50 kid in the country. I don't care where people have him ranked. They're wrong. He's a top 50 prospect in the country. I've seen him in person. I've been to the high school. Been doing it a long time. Brandon Brown is an elite prospect. He's being recruited like an elite prospect. So don't just look at rankings. We'll tell you how good this one is, and he's tremendous.
Yeah, the tape, if you haven't seen it, I recommend go watching some Brandon Brown huddle from his junior year. But establishing that truth or that trust is going to be vital for this recruitment, and that's a good note, Jerry, about his mother as well on campus. I did want to bring up the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And because KJ Lacy was on campus, he did participate in the Elite 11, earned an invitation to the finals, was on campus again Monday. And we noticed him out on the sideline for the Texas spring practice, number four, donning the Texas burnt orange hoodie. Told me, I don't have any other plans to go visit anywhere else. He's got four visits. He was on one of them for the spring and summer. He's going to be on campus April 6th, April 20th for the spring game, and again for his official visit on June 21st through 23rd. Yeah. So he's going to be back in Austin, racking up those miles in and out of Bergstrom Airport pretty often this upcoming months. And again, like I said, no other visits planned at the moment, whether that be to Auburn, to Ole Miss, to Oregon. He doesn't have anything locked in, and he told me essentially, yeah, I like it that way. I want to be with Texas. I like Steve Sarkisian. I like AJ Milby. I like the program that they're building right now in Austin. Right now, my focus is going to be turned towards recruiting for this 2025 class. And he mentioned a couple of wide receivers, Jerry, I wanted to get your thoughts on as well. Obviously, DeCorian Moore, the LSU commit to LSU. Jamie French out of Mandarin, Florida, a five-star caliber prospect, really talented guy, going to be making a trip down to Austin as well. And Khalik Lockett, one big name out of Sachse who the staff really likes. But Kelshon Johnson, I told him, if you haven't watched Kelshon, go watch him, because I think Texas is very high on him, and he's very high on Texas at the moment. So those four guys, KJ Lacy's going to be recruiting over the next couple months, all of them, with the exception of DeCorian Moore, visiting April 6th. So they're going to get their first crack of getting to know one another and start recruiting for the Longhorns April 6th.
Yeah, I think Khalik Lockett's one. I feel like Texas is in a good spot for him. But, again, there's a process that's ongoing with this, right? There's official visits to other school. He had spring visits. He's been to Penn State, and I think he's going to Ohio State this weekend maybe. He's going to get out to USC. His father's from SoCal. His mom's from Louisiana and Mississippi. LSU's also a player in that one. So there's a lot going on with that recruitment. I do think Texas is in a pretty good spot headed into the spring of unofficial visits and June official visits. Jamie French, a big battle. That's a national battle out of Jacksonville, Mandarin. Jacksonville's not an area Texas has had a lot of success recruiting in the past, but that is the past. The Big 12 is the past. The SEC is the present. Thank goodness. And Jamie French is going to be a national slugfest. You have Ohio State, Brian Hartline coming down with his list of NFL draft picks. You have Miami, very strong player in the NIL game. You saw what happened with Jeremiah Smith's recruitment out of South Florida. Florida, FSU. If FSU's in the battle there as well. But Texas obviously getting an April 6th unofficial visit and a June 21st through 23rd official visit. That means sneakily Texas kind of thinks they have a legitimate shot here. Will this one follow the Ryan Wingo pattern? We shall see. And then we also need to mention, by the way, Kelshon Johnson, June 14th through 16th official visit. Marcus Harris, June 21st through 23rd out of Mater Dei. We'll see what happens there.
Yep.
I believe that's the same weekend Jordan Davison will make his official visit to Texas, although Jordan hadn't released his dates yet. But then there's Andrew Marsh, who was on campus unofficially yesterday. He's got June 14th through 16th scheduled for an official visit as well. So that wide receivers, it's pretty much lining up. Who's scheduled for an official visit right now? You have that 14th through 16th list and that 21st through 23rd list. So unless somebody else schedules up an official visit, and I look, CJ, I think we believe DeCorian Moore is going to take an official visit to Texas. I believe he's going to be at the spring game April 20th, whenever he's ready to tell people he can. That's when Keelan Russell is going to be on campus for an unofficial visit, is April 20th. So we expect DeCorian Moore on campus twice, April 20th and June official visit, and that's going to be a punching bag fight between Texas and LSU all the way.
Yeah, before we wrap things up, Jared, do you mind telling us one more time about Allstate and Mark Saunders?
Yeah, Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders, the sole sponsor of the recruiting breakdown. When it comes to protecting all your stuff, wouldn't it be great to have one place, a singular place that protects it all? Here's some great news for you. Do what a lot of other Texas fans on OTF have done. Call Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders. It's the only insurance agent you'll need to help keep tabs on protection for all your stuff. Everything from your home, your car, and boat to your motorcycle, your RV, and your ATV if you have one. Call Texas Allstate agent Mark Saunders' office today, 512-218-8571. Are you in great hands? You will be with Texas alum Mark Saunders and his over 33 years of experience. Give him a call today, 512-218-8571, and do what other members of On Texas Football have done. Work with Mark Saunders.
Perfect. Thank you, Jerry. And again, thank you, Mark Saunders, for being the sole sponsor of the recruiting breakdown. One last note, Keelan Russell. I got to watch him this weekend at the Elite 11 in Westlake. Good arm, lively athleticism. Can really make some plays down the field happen. He tied for fifth, actually, in the accuracy competition that they host at each location of the Elite 11. We'll be visiting for the Texas spring game. And while Texas has yet to offer, they're certainly monitoring him at the moment. They communicated to the Texas staff, and Keelan communicated last week, just kind of, you know, feeling out one another, you know, getting an idea of what each other like about one another. Keelan said, afterward, I got to talk to him just a little bit. He's coming down for the spring game April 20th, as you mentioned. He wants, and the staff has mentioned this to him, to just get to know one another. What are they like in person? How, you know, personable are they with one another? Can they handle adversity? What are their mental makeups like? And I think that's going to be a big factor in whether or not Texas ends up pursuing and officially offering Keelan Russell, because he said, you know, if Texas does come knocking and they extend that offer, it's going to change a lot in his recruitment. Currently committed to SMU, if Texas does offer and say, hey, we will take you, we will look at you as a quarterback prospect that we would like to add to our 2025 class, that's going to shake up a lot of things in his recruitment, and it's going to open up doors not only from Keelan to Texas, but to Keelan to potentially Ole Miss, Keelan to Oregon, Alabama even. There's a number of different out-of-state schools that are looking at Keelan Russell right now and potentially just be waiting on that one domino offer to come in and knock things down. Because, Jerry, as we've seen, a lot of programs will offer after other schools have offered. And after that, they get involved. But Keelan, he looks at this Texas offer as a way that, one, he can certainly see himself playing at Texas, and two, will open his recruitment a number of different ways to out-of-state programs.
Yeah, you know, like I was talking with Bobby on Texas Football last year about Keelan Russell in the spring after I was at a Duncanville spring practice. I think he's tremendous. I've been big on him for a while. The thing that impressed me today, I was there, spring practice, yes, but it was a full go spring practice. And that means you had Alex January collapse in the pocket and Colin Simmons screaming off the edge. So you play under duress in practice at Duncanville. But what he did was he had calm feet under duress the day I was there. He changed ball speeds. He moved off progression one to progression two. You could tell that he had a natural feel for the position. And he is a really good athlete. Now, he can run. He wants to throw it. But, look, he's 6'4", probably he'll be 200-plus in time. He can run. I mean, this is a guy that's probably a 4.55, 4.6 guy. He can move. He can pick him up and put him down. But playing with DeCorian Moore in that speed at Duncanville, he's ahead of the game in terms of throwing it downfield on time. Because if you're late, those dudes are on that really fast 4x100-meter team. They're going to have to stop, come back to the ball, and tell you about it in the huddle, even if they're your best friend. So he's ahead of the game throwing the ball down the field because he's been throwing the guys that run 4.3 and 4.4 his whole high school career. And that forces you to get the ball out with correct timing. So he's good in the short and intermediate game. He's really good down the field. I think he's a tremendous prospect. I was that day I was there last spring, there's five, six, seven Power Five, either wide receiver coaches or OCs there. Wow. And they all walked away impressed with Keelan Russell. The first school to offer him was Kendall Browse at TCU. Kendall was there that day, by the way. But then became evident I don't think they were going to get him. But Keelan Russell's he's an elite talent. I mean, KJ Lacy's an elite talent quarterback. Keelan Russell's an elite talent quarterback. One prediction I will make right now, CJ, I don't think it's a two-man quarterback class. Or you're not going to find the two you absolutely want, first of all. And if you took a two-man class in 25, I mean, that presents issues with the guys in 26, like Torrey Hune, Jared Curtis, who's visiting, and some of those guys. They've offered three now, and Will Griffin could be four. So, and those guys are all visiting in April. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, that's a good point. A fun evaluation, if you want to go back and look at it. Keelan Russell throwing to DeCorian Moore and KJ Lacy throwing to Ryan Williams, the five-star from a year ago.
Yeah.
If that's something you are into, go back and look at how both of them throw to both of those guys down the field, especially when the pocket starts evading a little bit. A fun watch. So,
yeah.
But that will do it today for the recruiting breakdown. Jerry, any last words before we get out of here?
No, I mean, look, let's rehash Smith Orogbo, official visit scheduled June 14th through 16th on Texas Football. Broke that news right before he added this. Josiah Sharma, Folsom, looks like he's going to be on campus this weekend. That, it may get bumped the next weekend, that April 6th weekend, but I'm hearing it may be this weekend too. Mm-hmm. That would be a big visit because 6'5", 300 pounds, there aren't many like him in the country that can move like that. And he's got ties to Arlington, got ties, a little bit of ties to Austin. So the one-time Washington commitment. You know, that would be big to get him on campus this weekend because then that sets up the official visit. And I want to add a couple other things. I forgot. Nick Brooks, offensive lineman from JFK High in Cedar Rapids. June 14th through 16th looks like that official visit date will get locked in. He's got Georgia May 31st, June 2nd, Iowa June 21st through 23rd. It looks like Texas is going to get a 14th through 16th date. And I think – you know, look, those are the three schools right now. He'll make another official visit, Ohio State, people like that. But I really think those are the three schools right now that have him intrigued the most. Obviously, Iowa is fighting to keep him home, but we'll see. I mean, I think Georgia's pretty strong there right now, and I think Texas has the ability to be strong. Then there's Josh Petty out of Roswell, the private school, their fellowship in Roswell. He was on campus Friday with California Power. I was told by a family member, that visit went tremendous. And the family, mom and dad and Josh, are now looking at making a return visit in April. And if you remember, that's kind of how the Brandon Baker recruitment started, right? They came for the spring game as a family, and then they ended up coming back for a June official visit. Texas ended up winning out for Brandon Baker. I think the academic and football appeal at Texas is very strong for Josh Petty and his family. And his father, on his father's side of the family, he used to spend summers in Big Lake, Texas, has family in San Angelo. So they're familiar with Texas. And I was also told the mom was very excited when Texas offered because of the academic piece with the University of Texas, something she's had her eye on. So that excited her when she'd been looking at colleges from an academic standpoint. I mean, you're talking about a guy with Stanford offer. I mean, he can go about anywhere he wants in the country, Georgia, Tennessee, Clemson, Auburn, all very much Florida State in the picture there. But I think Texas is going to get a return visit out of this one.
Yeah, a lot of good, interesting notes there, Jerry. They're all going to be on ontexasfootball.com as well. So make sure to head over there, join the community, get up to date because there's a lot going on. As we said, you know, spring visits, spring ball, spring flowers, they're all coming here. And then the summertime will be lots of fun as well. But for today, this was the recruiting breakdown on Texas Football. For Jerry Hamilton, I'm CJ Vogel. Thank you for watching. Welcome.